Brendan Ballack, mate, where do you think you go wrong?
Oh, I think overall we were probably outplayed right throughout the test match. Australia were outstanding. They adapted the conditions very well. We weren't as accurate as what we needed to be on day one with the ball. But in saying that, I thought David Warner put us under some pretty extreme pressure and never allowed us to settle on our lengths. And that's what you're wanting in day one when there is some assistance. But look, fair play. Australia were outstanding in this test match. And we've got to go away, work hard, and we know we'll bounce back. We've shown that we have done over the last little while. And the beauty is there's still two tests to go.
Injury-wise, coming into the Wacker, do it any differently there?
We'll have to look, see how the boys are in terms of injuries, scrubbing up after this. Not having a bowl the last 2 days is certainly going to help us. Tim will hopefully be fine for the Wacker. We'll have to wait and see. He's been an instrumental bowler for us over a long period of time, so hopefully he's fit and raring to go. I thought he bowled really well in this game as well. Trent will be better for the run. And Doug Bracewell, I thought as well, will be better for the run. Mark Craig, you can't judge too much on Mark Craig's first innings bowling, because I think it's not his job to bowl first innings at the Gabba. He would have come into his own later on in the test match, and I'm sure at the Wacker we'll see something similar. But look, still a lot of hope for our boys. I thought, whilst we weren't anywhere near our best and we were outplayed, there's still some positives there. I thought Kane Williamson innings was as good innings I've seen in Test cricket against a very good bowling lineup, and a couple of other guys managed to chip into our openers, gave us a decent platform. So it's tough because we're obviously completely outplayed, but you've still got to glean some positives because we've got to bounce back in a few days' time.
Batting wise, all guys got starts, so you're getting a feel for the bounce and pace of the pitch.
Yeah, I think it's one of those wickets. If you can spend a little bit of time out there, unfortunately we lost three quick wickets in the middle in the first innings, and that probably ripped the guts out of us a little bit. But we showed that if we can get through those sort of first 15-20 balls, the conditions in Australia are good for batting. Anyone susceptible early, we've just got to make sure we shore up our defences around those starting of partnerships. And if we do that, then I'm very confident we've got the skill set within our playing group to be able to bounce back and put Australia under pressure in the next test.
Geez, you looked in good nick, mate. I'll tell you one thing you're not going to do. You're not going to take the reviews when you gave Watling a chance to take a review with I think two overs to go before the second new ball, but just goes to show you probably shouldn't take them until you really have to take them.
Yeah, look, the review's not... it's the game. Sometimes you're going to get a decision which doesn't go your way. It's just, that's cricket. I think Nigel Long and Richard Illingworth, two outstanding umpires, they're allowed to make the occasional mistake, and that's just cricket. That's what you've got to cop every now and then. The reason we took Beege's review, I still thought there was potential. I'd only just hit leg stump. It was a huge partnership for us. We knew that between the two of us, if we could get something going, we've done it before, we've been able to bat for long periods of time. So certainly no regrets in taking that review, and that's just, that's how it worked out in the end.
Appreciate your time, mate. See you in Perth.
Thanks, Dino. Cheers.